It's something different. Thank you for being so understanding during what's going on in our world today. This, I hope, is something that you are going to enjoy, is a video message. Hopefully you're in your family groups, maybe your small groups this morning. Maybe you are just hanging out on the couch with your family. But welcome. We're going to dig right into the Word this morning. We're in Ephesians chapter 5 still, as we have been in our sermon series, Ephesians chapter 5. This is our second part. And so I wanted to, if you want to get your Bibles ready, that's fine. We're in Ephesians chapter 5. So we want to make sure that you're following along. We're going to be going with verse 8 through 20 today. But I have my cell phone here today, and I brought my cell phone charger. And I wanted to think about our cell phones the way that we normally use them. We go about our day with our cell phones in our pocket, in our purse, in our hands, and you know, it's one of those things that we rely on so much. But I wanted to talk about how we go about our days, but what happens if we forget to charge our cell phone? What happens if you accidentally forget to plug it in at night, and all of a sudden you go to use it in the morning and you're out of battery? Well, it's the same type of thing what takes place as we think of Ephesians chapter 5. Paul is talking to us about being filled with the power that we receive from the Holy Spirit. And so we want to dig deep into the Word. So let's just take a look at verses 8 through 20 this morning. And it simply says, out of chapter 5, it says, "For once you were full of darkness, but now you have the light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord." Verse 11, "Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. For the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you the light.' So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most out of every opportunity in these evil days." Verse 17, "Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And so, as we think of this passage of Scripture, we're thinking of what Paul is talking to to the Ephesians, and talking about these deeds of darkness, talking about how this dark world we live in. It's so interesting. Around the Halloween season, it just sometimes makes me sick to see some of these decorations and some of these movies and all of the deeds of darkness that take place within our world. Well, we don't have to wait till Halloween to really look at the deeds of darkness that people are doing. All you have to do is turn on the nightly news. All you have to do is just look around us and see that this is a dark, dark world. Now, as we think of our cell phones, we all have a flashlight on the back of our cell phones. We think of that as our emergency flashlight, if you will. You know, when we need that flashlight, we look around, we shine it around, and it illuminates everything around us, of course. That's the purpose of a flashlight. What happens when, again, you forget to charge your cell phone? The flashlight doesn't work. We're not able to be the light. We're not able to use the light. And so in the same way, Paul is talking about ridding ourselves of the deeds of darkness, and yet we're to shine our lights as Christians. So just like our flashlights, the Holy Spirit can't enter into us if we have things that block us, or if we don't tap into the power of the Holy Spirit. And so even though everything looks like it's working properly, without the proper charge in our cell phones, without the Holy Spirit in our lives, we too are powerless to let our light shine into a dark world. And so a person truly cannot be filled with the Spirit while conducting their lives living in fleshly desires. You know, we need to have our spiritual walk going in the same direction as God's will. You see, if we're not living our lives, and I mean every part of our lives, in tune with God, we cannot be totally filled with His Spirit. You know, Paul talks about in verse 18 where it says, do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. You see, this is how we are, Paul really identifies these two things as opposing, being drunk and then and not being drunk, but being filled with the Spirit. And so he's just calling us to be filled with the Spirit and not worry about the things of this world, not get bogged down by things of this world. This first commandment we're given tells us not to give ourselves over to something that takes control of how we act, how we speak, and how we function. Of course, as he just picks on that one, I believe, just being drunk, that changes who we are. When we get drunk, it changes our actions, it changes our feelings, our emotions. And so we can see how someone, the effects of alcohol on someone can really mess with a person, and therefore not being in tune with the Holy Spirit. You see, they no longer function normally. Someone who is shy suddenly becomes outgoing. A person who generally has good sense is suddenly acting in ways that put them in physical danger or whatever. You see the point. So Paul really picks on that one. Don't be drunk with wine. Don't get drunk, but be filled with the Holy Spirit as they oppose each other. And so in taking a look at the context of really what Paul is saying is that, listen, the deeds of darkness are many. The world is full of darkness. The world is full of things that can trip us up, the things that cause us to be pulled from the power of the Holy Spirit or being filled with the Holy Spirit. And so this is making sure that we take control of our lives and our actions. You see, so we look at this as a way to be filled. So the second commandment Paul gives us is to be filled with the Spirit. So don't be drunk, but be filled. And the Greek words to be filled is en palero. The word in or be, the Greek it means en, E-N, means a position or a place or time. So it basically means right here, right now. So be, as we understand the word be, so be filled, palero means to fill or to cram, to make full, to make perfect, complete. So Paul is really saying, right now, be complete in the Holy Spirit. So there's something missing in our lives at times. There's something that we find that that is not truly in place or not fulfilled. And what Paul is saying is be filled by the Holy Spirit. This palero is to make full or perfect in a complete sense. So I thought that was pretty interesting. This is a command. It's not really a suggestion. Paul's not saying, hey, listen, don't get drunk, but if you want to, get filled with the Holy Spirit. He's not saying that. He's saying, be filled. It's that command, not a suggestion. It's not a casual statement. It's a statement of purpose. It's a statement of practicality that this will give you the power that we need to rid ourselves from the deeds of darkness. You see how it's a beautiful teaching that Paul has given us. As be filled, as we cannot fill my cell phone, my cell phone battery. I can't use the flashlight. I can't use my cell phone without being filled with the power source. And so daily, I fill my cell phone battery with the power source. It's not an option for us, is it? We are so accustomed to having our cell phones on a daily basis. We have to continually fill our cell phones. And so in the same way, it's true. Just as the battery in my phone wears out, just as eventually we wear out, we must be continually filling our lives and our walk with Jesus with the Holy Spirit. When we first accept Christ, of course, we're baby Christians and we have to learn how to walk with God. It's that process, of course. But just as a baby learns to walk, the same is true with our walk with the Holy Spirit. At first, it takes everything we have to concentrate on being filled, ridding our lives of the sin that entangles us, ridding ourselves from those things that really cause us to lose control or to fall in sin. And so the continual being filled with the Holy Spirit. So going back to Scripture, let's pick it up at verse 19 and 20. This is, we ask ourselves, we're ready for the next step. We've removed the sin in our lives to allow the Spirit to come in. our batteries have been fully charged, everything is working okay, so then what comes next? Verse 19 and 20 says this, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, making music to the Lord in your hearts, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, out of this passage, how Paul is simply saying, be filled with the Spirit, but therefore, then, first our interactions are affected, isn't it? When we're together with people, we're to be singing songs with one another. That's why we gather together as much as we can to sing together. We speak Scripture to one another. Now, when it talks about singing or speaking hymns, psalms, spiritual songs among yourself, that's that interacting with one another in Christian joy and Christian fellowship. And so when that's the key there, once we're filled with the Spirit, we need to come together and celebrate together and work out our this journey with one another in our interactions. We begin to relieve there. Once we're filled with the Spirit, we need to come together and celebrate together and work out our this journey with one another in our interactions. We begin to relate to one another as members of the family of God, as the body of Christ. So we feel joy when another celebrates. We feel pain when someone else suffers, and we desire to minister to people in any way we can. And so when we sing Scripture, songs, we make music to the Lord, that's that beautiful thing that we can come together as the church. Whether it's the full body that we're coming together, or whether it's in your small groups like you are today, we're coming together to build one another up, to worship the Lord. It doesn't matter if we're 170 people, it doesn't matter if we're four people. We're instructed to be filled with the Spirit and come together and sing songs. Come together to interact and to share in Scripture and lift each other up. And so, and as it closes, it talks about always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. Did you notice that it says everything? Giving thanks to God the Father for everything. I find it easy, as we think of in our society today, it's easy to praise God in the good times. Isn't it? It's good to give thanks to God when things are going very, very well. I find it interesting as when troubles arise, when things like what's going on today in our society, when people are being laid off, when the workers are not working anymore, when the bank forecloses your homes, when loved ones die, when a spouse leaves, you see, when calamity comes, we still need to praise God and thank Him in every situation. And so as we are living in this interesting, weird, a crazy time as we are living in now, let's take time to thank God. Let's take time to praise God for all of the many blessings that He has given us in good times and bad. You know, we're told to give thanks for all of these things because we know that God is there for us. He is there for all of us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He will make all things work for His glory. And so I want to encourage you with that today, is that, interestingly enough, as we read this passage of Scripture, I mean, this is something that God is really speaking to my heart, is that no matter what's going on in the world around us, we continually praise God. We continually can meet together in smaller groups, of course. We want to remain the social distancing, but we remain together. And we give God thanks for all that He has done. You see, we've got this Holy Spirit power within us. We need to ask ourselves, are all of the pistons firing in our lives? Is everything working out? Do we have all the gears engaged? Am I constantly depending on the Lord? Are we asking at the beginning, the end, and frequently throughout the day, Lord, let me be filled with Your Holy Spirit? See, I don't know about you, but to charge my battery on my cell phone, yeah, I can do that once a day, and it's pretty good for the rest of the day. But you know what? I need to be filled personally with the power of the Holy Spirit throughout the day. There's things that come in and try to mess with me. There's things that frustrate me. And if I'm not continually being plugged into the power of the Holy Spirit on a regular basis throughout the day, I lose my charge. So I'd encourage you today to do the same. And so when we're completely filled with the Spirit, our light shines in a dark world. The love of Jesus comes through us, and it's evidenced in people around us. The evidence of the Holy Spirit, the evidence is what the Bible talks is the fruit of the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And that's a pretty big list. But take your spiritual temperature again this morning to say, hey, where am I missing? Am I being very impatient today? Am I not being very kind because something's frustrating me? Maybe you're not filled with the Holy Spirit right now. Maybe you need a little bit of an infusing of God's Spirit. Are you lacking in self-control? Are you worried? Are you not joyful? Are you not showing love to people around you? Gentleness, faithfulness. You see, the Holy Spirit, that's the evidence in your life, which is the fruit of the Spirit. So I encourage you to think about it. Talk about it amongst your family today. Talk about it amongst the group that you've met with. In fact, we are I'm going to be sending with this, with our order of worship on our webpage. There's a handful of questions there for you. So after the sermon time is done, after we get done together today, at this moment, I want you to turn the video off and look around you at your family and go through those questions. They're just some easy, simple questions that you and the kids can take a look at and just kind of dig deeper into the Word and into this topic this morning. And so I want you to understand one thing today, and that Paul is trying to rid ourselves, to understand we need to rid ourselves of all of the fruitless deeds of darkness and be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can be a light in this dark world. And that's simple. It's a simple thing. Rid ourselves of things that do not belong in our lives as Christians. Tap into the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can be filled today, so that we can be a light into a dark world. Hey, I hope that you are ministering to people. I hope that you are taking this opportunity, as weird as it is in our society right now, to come alongside of someone and share your faith, share the good news of the gospel of Jesus. You know, this whole situation, it gives us an amazing opportunity when people's lives are heightened in fear, are crashing all around. It gives us as Christians an amazing opportunity to click on our flashlights to our cell phones and shine the light of Jesus Christ. But first, you've got to be filled. You've got to be filled with the power of the Spirit. So I love you today. I'm so thankful that we can still be the church, no matter if we're here together in the sanctuary as the church, or we're separated out throughout our homes, throughout our community. I'm so thankful you're being so flexible with us. And let me just pray with you today as we move on in our small groups. Lord, we're thankful for your Word and the way that it instructs us and guides us. We're thankful for Ephesians chapter 5 for us this morning, that we need to be realized that we need to be filled with God's Spirit, filled with your Holy Spirit, Lord. So I pray that as we as a church are together, that we would be strengthened by you and that your Spirit would allow us to be shined in a dark world today. We love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.